Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. What a great sports day we have today on this Thursday. We got the Sweet 16, four games. We're going to do a little PJ Pick 5, give out my five favorite bets for the game tonight. Also got opening day in Major League Baseball. We're going to run through all the games, give out some of my favorite plays on today's MLB slate. And then later on in the show, we got PJ's props coming up. We'll dive into a little bit of everything, give out some of my favorite bets in baseball, college hoops, NBA. We'll talk a little everything. We'll wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day as well. Anything that you guys have that you want to talk to us about, it can be in baseball, college hoops, NBA. Let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. Chime in, send in your comments. We'll get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of today's show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. But we are starting today's show as Glasses in Session by going to the Glasser guest line and checking in with our girl, Trista Crick. Give TK a follow on X at Trista_Crick, and make sure you check out the Heat Check NBA podcast with Trista Crick. T, great having you on the show. Obviously, want to talk college basketball with you, want to talk NBA. Let's start in the college game and on the women's side, because a major storyline of the week was Juju Watkins suffering the ACL tear, which just sucks that she's not going to be able to go the rest of the tournament. But from a betting standpoint, really fascinating, right? USC takes a big dip in the futures market. They're only 1.5-point favorites now against Kansas State. So just talk to me about the whole USC situation, your thoughts on their game on Saturday, and then moving forward without Juju.
To me, Peach, thanks so much for having me. You're glowing, so happy to be here. It is fascinating. You see it and you wonder, okay, I know Juju is a massive piece of this team, and she was the leading scorer. But for this team to only be a 1.5-point favorite over K-State is probably my favorite bet of the weekend. I'm ready to put max bet on USC, because look at this. The team as a whole is not garbage. Like, it kind of, Vegas is kind of making it seem like they are. Kiki Iriafin, by the way, played for Stanford last year and put up 40-something points against Iowa State in, I believe, the NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16 there as well. Kiki's that girl. She put up 36 points against Mississippi State. She can do a lot of the same things that Juju can do on the floor, but she's just a little bit bigger. Her game has had to change a little bit because of Juju. Juju's obviously the big superstar, but Kiki has enough firepower and skill to be able to put this USC team on their back. So I love USC -1.5. I would be willing to take alternate numbers if I could get them.
I'm with you. You mentioned Kiki, T, what she did last year in the tournament. She had 36 in that game against Mississippi State the other day. So Juju went down, and she just took over the lead role. I'm with you. I love USC in that game on Saturday. Any other bets that you like in the women's Sweet 16 coming up?
Yeah, number one, we have to talk about the UNC-Duke rivalry, right? So they split in conference play. I think Duke ended up getting the last game and beat UNC pretty handily. But this is a different situation, right? Like, this is butt-puckering zone. The NCAA tournament is where teams get tight. If you watch the Duke game against Oregon, you saw what Duke can do. They can go very cold for very long stretches of time. And UNC is going to be pumped up as a 5.5-point underdog to try to compete and try to upset Duke. So to me, with a very offensively shaky team, I kind of like UNC plus 5.5. I wouldn't mind sprinkling a little bit on the money line at plus 200 as well. And then your Terps, Peach, 18.5-point underdogs against South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Maryland's a very resilient team. Alabama, your other squad,
yes,
Peach, threw everything but the kitchen sink at Maryland. Forced OT, forced double OT. Sarah Barker scored 45 points, NCAA record, and yet Maryland was able to be resilient enough to prevail. So I don't think Maryland's going to beat South Carolina, even though I think South Carolina, spoiler alert, is a beatable team. But I don't think they're going to lose by 19 points either.
That Bama-Maryland game, T, in the round of 32, that was March Madness. That game was unbelievable. Double overtime, like 116, 112, whatever it was. Unbelievable game. I like both of those plays. I like the UNC look. Before we get to the men's side, anything you're doing in the futures market? Because now with the Juju injury, it's kind of looking like it's going to be UConn and South Carolina. Those two teams are kind of on a collision course. Do you feel that way, or do you see value on maybe another team?
I see value on two teams, the ones from L.A., really. Mm. To me, to be the number one overall seed in UCLA and be plus 650 to win the tournament is a bit disrespectful. I don't think that there's very many teams, South Carolina included, UConn included, who can do anything with 6'7 center Lauren Betts at all. She is a block machine. She had four blocks against South Carolina. They beat the hell out of South Carolina by 15 points at home earlier this season. Chloe Kitt's South Carolina center is 6'1", and she's their center. I don't know how anybody is going to be able to really keep up with her. And then I don't think this is going to happen, but I think this is a good bet. Juju going down, obviously we talked about this earlier, it's massive. But USC 25-1 as a one seed? 25-1? Where you've got Raya Marshall, who's really good. She's 6'4". You've got Avery Howell and Kaylee Heckel. They're the freshman guards who are standing in for Juju. They call Kaylee Heckel K-9. Listen, anybody named K-9 can put buckets on your headpiece. Pause. This team's very talented. So I knew it would change the odds. I just didn't know that the injury would change it to 25-1. So I am putting my hard-earned money on UCLA at plus 650 and on USC at 25-1, because I just think the value is too great to take chalk in UConn, who has the curse of Candace Parker. They haven't won since 2016. And South Carolina, who I think is very beatable and very small.
All right, I like it. Look at both the LA teams on the women's side. On the men's side tonight, T, Sweet 16 starts. We got four really good games. Favorite bet in any of the four games? What do you got? What's your favorite?
Ooh, favorites. I think it's got to be the chalk in Duke against Arizona. Duke is just a buzzsaw. Duke is a lot like, not the same team, obviously, in terms of how they're constructed, because this team, this Duke team can shoot and UConn could not. But I don't think anyone is standing in Duke's way at all. I see this being one of those close games in the first half, and then Duke pulls away like they did last game against Baylor, especially considering that you have four 40% three-point shooters on this Duke team. Not only do you have Cooper Flagg, you've got Con Knepel, you've got Tyrese Proctor, you got Sion James. This team is very good, and I don't see Arizona, who we saw against Oregon, very shaky, went down 19-4. If they do anything like that, have any mental lapses, it's going to be a bloodbath right away.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like Duke as well. I think anything single digits, I'd lay it with the Dukies tonight. That's a favorite that you like. Who's an underdog that you like in the Sweet 16? Could be in a game tonight, tomorrow. T, give us a dog that you like that you might even think could win outright.
Ooh, I like Purdue, +8.5 versus Houston. What does Houston do? They have scoring droughts early. They're one of the slowest starters in the NCAA. And Purdue, as an 8.5-point underdog, feels a little disrespectful. We know that they've been a little schizophrenic. They feast on opponents at the crib. We were there against Alabama, Peach. And I know they've lost 6 of their last 9 games entering the NCAA, but 5 of those losses were against tourney teams. The other came in an in-state rivalry game on the road. Houston, bad out of the blocks. Purdue is that 3-point shooting team. We call him Trailer Kolek for a reason. He can light it up from 3. They've got multiple players who can do all kinds of things, 3-level scoring. They feast on being the underdog. So I think if Houston was to fall down 10, they're not going to be able to use their 3-point shooting and their defense to get back into the game. And I could see Purdue winning this game outright. And then a little bonus one, I like Arkansas +5.5 as well. One of the better defenses in the league. They've been awesome with Boogie Flan. If you look at what they've done with Boogie Flan, their record is really, really good. They're super athletic. They've underperformed most of the season. But I really think that Arkansas is a sleeper in this tournament.
Talking with Trista Crick here on Send It In. All right, T, before I let you go, got to get an NBA thought or two from you. Boston and OKC, kind of feels like those two are destined to meet in the NBA Finals. As you know, though, in the NBA, it feels like the last couple years, kind of the general consensus of like who the teams are that are going to meet up in the finals like hasn't been happening. We thought it was going to be Boston-Denver last year. Minnesota took them out. Do you think, though, it's going to be OKC or Boston, or is there a team that maybe you think could upset one of those?
I mean, that's the thing I think will happen just because both of those teams are so good with in the variety of different metrics, right? Boston, they're the best 3-point shooting team volume-wise. They've got a plethora of wings that can do everything. They've got multiple all-stars that can shoot from deep. They've got a sixth man of the year in Peyton Pritchard. They're really well coached. They're already champions. I think it's going to be tough for anyone in the East to beat them. OKC certainly has the defensive rating, best defense in the league, best steal percentage in the league, best deflections in the league, best net rating in the league. And you wonder, though, I need to see it in a half-court setting. I need to see it in the playoffs. I think that's what will happen. But if a team were to beat OKC and the team was to not be OKC to go to the finals, I think so much of this depends on seeding. So, for example, if the Warriors go into the play-in and they have to see OKC in the first round, don't like the Warriors. But if they sneak into the sixth seed, I think the Warriors could be a team to go deep as a sleeper. Jimmy Butler is feeling it. He's going to the free throw line like crazy. Steph Curry is reinvigorated. You still have 3-point shooting in Buddy Hield. Draymond Green feels like he's had a resurgence in his game as well. What can you get out of Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga and the rest of these role players like Brandon Pajemski? There's 3 weeks before the playoffs, but I think the main concern for a team like Golden State is get out of that play-in as best you can. Because if you end up an 8 seed or a 7 seed, it's going to be really, really tough for you.
She does it all. NBA, men's college hoops, women's college hoops. Trista Crick, make sure you give her a follow on X at Trista_Crick. And check out her podcast, The Heat Check, with Trista Crick. TK, love having you on. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good rest of your day.
Talk to you soon. What a day in sports, Peach. What a day in sports.
What a day, T. Awesome day. And an awesome show on Send It In. We're getting into the PJ Pick 5 with our 5 favorite bets in college basketball tonight in the Sweet 16. We'll start with my number one play. That's going to be the first half over in Bama, BYU, over 83.5. Talked about this one all week. Whenever Bama's in this kind of game, high-profile game, neutral floor, they're going up against another great offensive team, high total, love taking the first half over. Now, certainly there are some concerns, right? I mean, you're playing in a Sweet 16 game, little bit of a long layoff. You got, there's a lot of pressure, feeling out process, maybe some nerves for both of these teams. But again, the style at which both play, and both teams are so good offensively, and they're playing really good heading into this game, I think we're going to get at least 90-95 combined points heading into halftime. So I like first half over Bama and BYU. Last year when Bama played in the Sweet 16 against North Carolina, 54-46 at halftime. Think we get another shootout in the first 20 minutes. Second favorite play is going to be Arkansas +5.5 against Texas Tech. I really like this Arkansas team. and they're getting good injury news, while Texas Tech maybe isn't. Adu Thiero is going to be back and is going to be available for Arkansas. That just gives them even more depth and more guys that Cal can play in the front court. And then for Texas Tech, Chance McMillan, who was out the first two games, he's a game-time decision heading into this one. So that would be a big loss for Texas Tech. Now, JT Topp and Darion Williams have been terrific, and both of those guys I expect to play well tonight against Arkansas. But, man, Calipari's been great as an underdog in his career in the tournament against the spread. And I talked about this earlier in the week. When we get to the Sweet 16, I love looking at these games in terms of survivor pools, right? Survivor pools, I'm sure many of you know, in March Madness, you got to pick a team every day, and then you can't use that team again. Well, a lot of people are going to use Bama and Texas Tech tonight because they want to save Duke and they want to save Florida, thinking both of those teams are going to win. I have a feeling either BYU or Arkansas is going to pull off the upset tonight, and I think it's more so going to happen with Arkansas, so I like them +5.5. I like Duke. Lay the 9.5 with them against Arizona. Arizona is going to be the best team that Duke has seen probably since December. And that's the big question with Duke, right? If you get them against a good team and it's a close game, what's going to happen with the Blue Devils? The problem is, I don't think this is going to be a close game. These two teams played all the way back in November. Duke went into Tucson, beat Arizona. I think Duke's defense is the difference in this game. I expect both offenses to score. I think this is going to be an awesome game, but Duke's defense is much better than Arizona's. It's top five in defensive efficiency in the country. I think that's ultimately what gets the job done for Duke. This could be a close game in the first half, maybe 15, 12 minutes to go in the game, and then Duke starts to pull away late. I think they win by double digits. We'll stay in that same game with my next favorite play, and that's going to be the over 153.5 in Arizona-Duke. So talking of that game that these two teams played all the way back at the end of November, the total when they matched up in Tucson was 162. And now here we are, and it's 153. Now, obviously, that game was a while ago. It was 3.5 months ago. These teams have changed quite a bit. We didn't know back then how good Duke's defense was going to be like we do now. However, John Shire was asked about that game, and I thought his comments were very interesting. And he talked about how both of those teams were kind of playing at a slower pace, and he thinks right now both teams are playing a lot faster. So the fact that that total has moved nearly 10 points from when they first matched up, even though Duke's defense, certainly we have much more data points on both of these teams. Duke is one of the elite defenses in the country. The pace at which these teams play, I think, is going to be a factor. And both offenses have been playing really well so far, too, in the first games of the tournament. Caleb Love looks awesome. I'll go over 153.5 in Duke and Arizona. And finally, a player prop that I love for tonight. It's going to be Walter Clayton, over 19.5 points against Maryland. Walter Clayton has scored 22 or more points in his last four games. He is the guy for Florida. We all saw it against UConn, right? When they needed some big shots down the stretch, who was the guy to step up for the Gators? That was Walter Clayton. He's the man. Outside of Cooper Flagg, there isn't a player in this tournament I would want more than Walter Clayton. I think he is the go-to guy. I know he's the go-to guy for Florida. Like I said, outside of Flagg, nobody I would rather want than Walter Clayton. Anything under 20 points is an auto bet for me. We'll go over 19.5 points for Walter Clayton Jr. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's get into some baseball, huh? We got opening day in Major League Baseball. We also got some questions coming in here on Send It In. B Mills, hey PJ, got two baseball plays for you. The Mets team total over 3.5, and the Cubs team total over 3.5. All right, B Mills, let's dive into those plays. We'll get to those plays in a little bit. We'll start with Brewers Yankees. That's the first game of the day. I like the Yankees at home today. Carlos Rodon against Freddie Peralta, pretty decent pitching matchup. I think that the Yankees, though, working around no Gerrit Cole on opening day, no Juan Soto, I think they find a way at home. Brewers, I think, are going to be good this season, get back to the playoffs, but I like the Yankees today, -145. Orioles and Blue Jays, we've seen some money come in on the Jays. The Orioles were favored yesterday, -120. Now the Jays are -115. I like the over in this game, over 8.5. You got a lot of guys in the Orioles lineup that are familiar with Berrios, have good history hitting in Toronto. And then on the flip side, Zach Eflin's been in the AL East here for a little bit with Tampa Bay, now with the Orioles. So familiarity with both of these pitchers for both lineups, I think we get an over game at over 8.5. Phillies and Nationals. This is a team total that I like, B-Mills. It's going to be Nats team total under 2.5 at plus 125. Zach Wheeler faced the Nationals three times last season. He gave up 3 hits in all 3 of those games. We know Wheeler's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Nats have some good up-and-coming young prospects, some really good young players, but I think they're going to be outmatched today going up against one of the best in the business in Zach Wheeler. Under 2.5 runs for the Nationals today at plus money. Red Sox-Rangers is going to be a fun game tonight and a fun series. Garrett Crochet going up against Nathan Eovaldi. Obviously, a lot of hype right now around this Red Sox team. A lot of people think they are going to win the AL East. They certainly could, but I don't like them in tonight's game. I like the Rangers as home dogs at plus 100. I think the Rangers lineup is still better. A lot of right-handed hitters going on in that lineup against Garrett Crochet. Great hitters ballpark. Give me the Texas Rangers plus 100 against the Red Sox. Pirates and Marlins. You got Paul Skenes going up against one of baseball's worst lineups tonight. Total is at 6.5. Pirates minus 150. The Marlins are plus 125. You got Sandy Alcantara back as well for the Marlins. So great to see Sandy back out there. I took Paul Skenes under 3.5 hits allowed. I also would look at his strikeouts over 7.5 at minus 104. They're not going to keep him out there for very long. Obviously, they want to pace Paul Skenes, but even if he just records like 15 outs, he could strike out like 10 of those 15 Marlins hitters. So I like Skenes under 3.5 hits and over 7.5 strikeouts. Giants and Reds today in Cincinnati. Really good game. Pick them. Minus 110, Logan Webb going up against Hunter Green. I love Logan Webb when he's pitching in his home park in San Francisco as a sinker baller there in one of the best pitchers' parks in baseball. But now you put him in one of the best hitters' parks in baseball in Cincinnati. Hunter Green's healthy. Prime for a good season. I'll go with the Reds at minus 110. Angels and White Sox today. How can we bet against our guy, Shawnee Sharp? He's decked out in White Sox gear today. He's ready to go. Chicago going 1-0. Give me the White Sox and Sean Burke. Sean Burke, the opening day starter for Chicago, to get the win for the White Sox. Guardians and Royals, total of 7.5. We got Ben Lively going up against Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans in his career has struggled against the Indians, even though he's only faced them 3 times. 0-2 with a 5.93 ERA versus Cleveland. Let's go with the over. 7.5 in that game. Give me the Astros on the money line today against the Mets. The Mets are starting with Clay Holmes, who's going to be their opening day starter today, going up against Framber Valdez. I'll take Houston minus 130 in Juan Soto's debut. What a great game this is going to be. Chris Sale and the Braves in San Diego to take on Michael King and the Padres. Give me Michael King in San Diego plus 110 as home dogs. I know it's scary betting against Sale. Michael King's probably the most underrated pitcher in baseball that nobody talks about. Twins and Cardinals, we got the Twins minus 120 against the Cardinals. Pass for me in that one. Scooble going up against the Dodgers today and Blake Snell. That should be really fun. I take under 6.5. It's a low total for a reason. Give me the under. Cubs against the D-backs. B-Mills, you talked about the Mets and the Cubs team totals. I would go under on both of those against Framber and Zach Gallen, who historically normally really good at home in Arizona. And then give me the Athletics tonight, plus 145 against the Seattle Mariners, pulling off a small upset with Severino going up against Logan Gilbert. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Opening day is here. We've got something special for you. Place a wager with the No Sweat token, because if your bet doesn't win, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. It's all the excitement with none of the worries, so get in on the action today and make opening day one to remember with the Sportsbook born in Vegas. All right, before we dive into PJ's props, let's go to our guy, Shawnee Sharp. Little Shawnee Sharp Sports Betting Minute. Get us updated on what's going on in baseball and also Sweet 16. Shawnee Sharp, what we got?
Yeah, Peach. Obviously, White Sox money line today. Can't go 162-0 without going 1-0. You know,
yep.
So that's my best bet for the day. Obviously, we're going to head over to John Ewing here. Some different stats that he's pointed out that I find to be very interesting. Most bet tickets on underdogs to win the Sweet 16 over at BetMGM. The first one's Michigan at plus 350, Arkansas 2-1, and BYU plus 180. Most bet tickets for the over in the Sweet 16, your Alabama Crimson Tide and BYU over 175.5, Maryland, Florida over 157.5, and Arizona Duke 153.5. And then heading over to Major League Baseball, most bet tickets here on opening day to win outright, Yankees minus 145, Dodgers plus 140, Red Sox minus 120. Some player props, if you're looking, the most bet player prop on opening day is someone you just talked about, Paul Skeens, over 6.5 strikeouts is the most bet player prop over at BetMGM. And then another, the most bet home run is your guy, Tyler O'Neill, now the Orioles, has homered it in 5 years in a row on opening day.
Certainly has. Oh, boy, that's a bet that I like quite a bit, too. Let's let that lead us in to PJ's props. I'll have Sean stay right with me here. So, Sean, PJ's props, we're going all over the board today. MLB, we're going college basketball as well. What's the first one you got for us?
Yeah, first one here for you, Peach. Paul Skeens over 7.5 strikeouts. We were just talking about him versus the Marlins. Or Tarik Skubal over 6.5 strikeouts at +110 against the Dodgers.
I mean, you mentioned on BetMGM, Skeens over strikeouts, the most bet prop today at BetMGM, and who am I to disagree with all the people? Again, it's Paul Skeens, fully healthy, ready to go against one of the worst lineups in baseball. Even if he just goes out there and records like 15, 16 outs, he's probably going to get half of those via the strikeout. I like over 7.5 Ks for Paul Skeens as well.
All right, how about next one here? Two AL MVP favorites, Aaron Judge over 1.5 bases at even money, or Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 bases at -105?
Let's go with Bobby Witt over 1.5 bases. Bobby Hit Jr., right? Aaron Judge, certainly one of the best players in baseball. But without Juan Soto, I want to see the approach from Milwaukee and Freddie Peralta today, not hitting in front of Judge, right? Certainly could walk him and force these other guys to beat him. Walks do not count as total bases. You can't walk Bobby Witt or else he's just going to steal second and third on you. You got to pitch to him. So I'd rather go Bobby Witt over 1.5 total bases.
All right, we'll go your team versus my team head-to-head here. Orioles team total over 4.5 runs at +115, or the White Sox team total over 3.5 at even money?
I'll go with the Orioles here over the White Sox, Sean. Again, you got a lot of Orioles hitters in that lineup that have great history against either Berrios, great history in Toronto, or great history on opening day, like you were just telling us with Tyler O'Neill hitting a home run in 5 straight games. So the ball flies out of Toronto, especially in an early game when the dome's open. I'll take the O's over 4.5 runs.
All right, now I have three of the biggest underdogs. Who do you like to win on the money line today, straight up? White Sox +120 against the Angels, Tigers +140 against the Dodgers, or the Athletics +145 against the Mariners?
Let's go with the A's at +145. It's the best price. I would either go between the White Sox or the A's, but I'll go with the Athletics. Again, I talked about it yesterday when we were previewing the AL West. I think the A's could be a pesky team this season. Certainly going up against Gilbert in Seattle, going to be tough to score runs, but it's also going to be tough for Seattle to score runs because they still don't have a lineup. Give me the A's +145.
All right, let's head over to the Sweet 16. Your Alabama Crimson Tiger against BYU. Some player props here. Mark Sears over 20.5 points, or Richie Saunders over 18.5 points?
Let's go with Richie Saunders over 18.5. I took him to score 20 or more points at plus money. Sears has been inconsistent this year. He's been up and down, and he's really struggling with his three-point shot. He's hit 5 of his last 34 three-pointers. Saunders is one of the best shooting forms in college basketball. I think he's going to have a great game against Bama's defense that isn't great and doesn't force a lot of turnovers. So give me Saunders over 18.5 points.
All right, over to the Florida Maryland game. Walter Clayton Jr. over 19.5 points, or Derek Queen over 16.5 points?
Walter Clayton Jr., right? In the PJ Pick 5, love Derek Queen. Shot at the tournament so far with that buzzer beater. But his matchup today going against all those Florida bigs that Todd Golden's team can throw at you, I think it's going to be tough. I also worry about him getting a little bit of foul trouble because Maryland really relies a lot on Queen and Reese, their big men, to get a lot of rebounds. Could maybe get into some foul trouble. Walter Clayton's the guy for Florida. Until he goes under 20 points, I can't bet the under. So I'll take over 19.5 for Walter Clayton Jr.
All right, Duke, Arizona here. Cooper Flagg over 21.5 points, or Caleb Love be the Duke killer at 17.5 points?
Let's go with Caleb Love. I know we make jokes about him all the time. Which kind of version of Caleb Love are we going to get? The bad version's really bad, but the good version is really good. Played unbelievable against Oregon, hit some big shots in the final 5 minutes of that game, and that's kind of what Caleb's been in the tournament. He's hitting big shots after big shots, and he's certainly done it against the team that he's playing tonight. So I'll go Caleb Love over 17.5.
All right, last game of the night here. JT Toppin over 19.5 points, or Janelle Davis over 17.5 points? Region rep.
Give me JT Toppin over 19.5. It might seem like a lot, but again, if Chance McMillan, the point guard for Texas Tech, doesn't play, more of the scoring load on the shoulders of JT Toppin. And think about the game that Zubi Ejiofor had for St. John's going up against those Arkansas bigs. I could see Toppin having a similar type game. So over 19.5 for JT Toppin, rather would take that. All right, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. And with opening day here in baseball back, folks, it's time to bring Going Streaking back here on Send It In. And we are going to start with Adley Rutschman against Jose Berrios, because Adley Rutschman is 13 for 22 in his career against Berrios. He has dominated this matchup. Adley batting over 500 against them. He will be our first pick of the season in Going Streaking, Adley Rutschman against Jose Berrios. Prop lock's going to be Walter Clayton Jr. over 19.5 points. I've talked about it a couple times here on the show today. Under 20 points, it's an auto play. Walter Clayton over 19.5. Dog of the day is going to be Arkansas, plus 5.5 against Texas Tech. I think either Bama or Texas Tech is going down tonight. And because BYU plays a similar pace to Bama, I would rather go with Arkansas, who's getting Adut the Arrow back. I love the way that DJ Wagner's playing point. Boogie Flan's back looks good. Give me Arkansas plus 5.5. Think they're alive to win that game outright against Texas Tech. And then my best bet is going to be Bama, BYU, first half over 83.5. I think everybody from a watchability standpoint feels like this could be the most entertaining game because of how high the total is and how great these offenses are. And I think the people are going to get what they're asking for, especially in the first half. Give me over 83.5 in Bama and BYU. Once again, Adley Rutschman is our pick today in Going Streaking. Walter Clayton Jr. over 19.5 points is our prop lock. Arkansas dog of the day. Bama, BYU, first half over 83.5. Thanks again to Trista Crick for joining us today on the show. We will see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy today. What a day. Opening day, Sweet 16. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.